Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defensively, I asked both men about Matt Milano. I'm very interested about Matt Milano and where they think he is right now. Because
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you ask about Matt Milano because you think there's a world where they move on from him?
I do, but more so, I think there's a world.
That's why I thought you were asking.
I did, both of them. More so because I think a lot of fans will be wondering if that's the case.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Right? Like, not that I think Matt Milano's back. However, I did ask because I want to be armed with the information when fans say to me, I think they're going to move on from Matt Milano, or I think they should move on from Matt Milano. I want to be able to tell them what Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott said about him. And the reason is I've already had people tell me, well, you know, if you move on from Matt Milano, I had somebody in the media room today. In fact, all he said, Andy Young looked and said, Sal, they could save as much moving on from Milano as they would moving on from Von Miller, which we'll get to, both post June 1 cuts. I think they're both different cases, though, in scenarios, but that's the talk for a lot of people. A lot of people have compared Milano to Tre'Davious White of last year. And Hey, if you move on, look at this, a guy, he's come back from the injury, he's going to be 31 years old. That's why I asked. I actually personally believe, and I have said this, that I think Matt Milano is coming back and he's going to be the starting Will linebacker. The reason I say that is this dude came off the couch after rehabbing. I say off the couch in jest. Mm-hmm. He was obviously rehabbing, but He didn't even play, and he just immediately became the starter over Dorian Williams. You're gonna tell me now that they're gonna say, okay, well, now that he's fully healthy, he's not gonna be the starter anymore?
Yeah, well, I think that they need to evaluate if the injury, like the re-risk of injury, is super high and if they feel like they're going to be put into this position again.
Right.
And it's so random. You can't
predict.
He did
say something about which one of the guys said something about how we've learned about some of these guys getting older and injuries and something like that.
I can tell you the Bills have made an effort over the years to get younger and kind of reset their roster. It's just very obvious with the way that they've kind of constructed things. But I also, it's tough. I feel like Matt Milano will be back, but I didn't take either of their answers to you today as slam dunk Milano's back answers. They were like, yeah, obviously he's important. We know what he can do. We know what he can bring. But neither of them definitively said.
They didn't definitively say. But what was said was Brandon Bean specifically said, we're going to armor him and he's got a full year of rehab and we're going to do this with him and we're going to do that with him. Like, very much talked about the future of how they're going to proceed with him on the team.
I haven't had time to do it, but I wanted to go back today. It's just been too crazy. I wanted to go back today and listen to how they referred to Jordan Poyer and to Tre'Davious White and to all of these. Because the first thing that I thought of, and this is foreshadowing a bit, but the minute Brandon said, don't expect us to be huge buyers or, you know, take a big swing in free agency. That doesn't mean anything because he has said that basically every single year. So there's fans who are like, oh no, here we go again. They're not going to go do anything. They said that like a couple months before signing Von Miller to a $120 million contract.
That's right.
So I don't really take that for, you know, like I take that with a grain of salt, but I did want to go back and see how they referred to the guys that they eventually did move on from.
Well, so everybody is clear, and I'll go to Spot Track on this. Matt Milano's cap hit, if they were to move on from him in 2025, this year, you're not doing it before June 1 because you'd literally be losing $18 million and have no cap savings whatsoever. You're not doing that. It would have to be a post-June 1 cut. But even then, Matt, you'd be taking on $11 million in dead cap in 26 and $9 million this year, $11 million next year. It just doesn't feel like something they're going to do. And I'm just going to go back to on the field, what I said a little while ago, which is this is a guy that they put right on the field to start, and now he's going to be healthy. And we saw the trajectory. So I think Matt Milano's back. I think you think he's back, correct?
Yeah, and he also looked pretty good in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
On a defense where there was some really underwhelming performers in the playoffs, he was not one of them. I don't have an issue with the way he played against the Chiefs, and I think that he's still got a year of really solid football left.
Yeah, sure. And if he plays really solid, he's still under contract for 2 years. You could run this thing for another couple of years if you really feel that way about him. Okay.
One other thing. I think you would mirror it with whatever they decide with Bernard in a way, because I don't think they would want to have to figure out something, you know, like what I mean? Like if Bernard gets a new deal, then they would continue with Milano as kind of like the steady guy. So they're not just completely paying a ton at linebacker. I just feel like if they plan on keeping Bernard for another year, which or potentially longer, they would just keep Milano's contract as is.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.